What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To your text and your calls and your advice message. Coming up, but first, a quick break from our sponsors.
You have a new text message.
What can we solve for you today? Everybody, it's a group effort. Sending your questions now. What are you going through in life? Work question, relationship question, radio question, personal question. We're going to spin this roulette wheel. See who we land on, because it's text roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Give it a spin.
25.
Okay.
Scroll down
to
number 25 there, girl.
Next page. Let me see. Hold up. This is long.
Oh, I thought we were done. Like, we didn't have any, like, the text line wasn't working. No, it's working.
Wow.
Oh, it's a long one, huh? You're going to have to proofread through that bad boy a little bit.
Is a heavy one.
Okay.
It says, and we read it.
We landed on it.
I'm still processing this one. Okay.
All right.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but here goes nothing.
That's what the text says.
Dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been together for years. Well, my mom called me and told me he asked their permission to propose. Showed them the ring and everything, except one catch. They said no. She said he was going to do it on Valentine's Day, with or without their opinion.
Oh.
And now I don't know what to do. Do I say no and respect my parents but lose him? Or say yes and risk losing my parents? I'm stuck at a crossroads and don't know what to do. Frown face, help.
Possible battle between the hopeful fiance and the parents. Which should this person do?
Good thing I've been reading Mel Robbins and the Let Them Theory.
Why? How could you let them with this situation? Your parents might, quote unquote, disown you.
All I'm going to say here, not knowing anything about this person's situation. So I don't know if he's a bad guy. I don't know if your parents are cuckoo. I don't know if they're helicopter parents. I don't know if you're young. I don't know anything about anything other than what you've told me here. And what I'm going to say is you have to do what in your heart of hearts is going to make you happy and feels right. If you are hesitating and you're like, I don't want to lose my parents, I don't want to risk losing him, that may tell me this isn't a healthy relationship if you're even thinking about that. And the let them is, let your parents be upset if you choose him. Let your boyfriend be upset if you say no to him. You have to do what makes you happy. Let them, let me. Now, what is the framework here of where your parents are coming from? Maybe you could have a little bit of understanding. Does marrying this guy take you to London and your parents are saying no because they want to see you grow old and
Doesn't
they want to be
like
around
that.
Grandbabies? And look, they can feel that. They have every right to feel that. Let them feel whatever they want. But you have to be happy at the end of the day with what your decision is.
Parents not giving the blessing.
You're not going to marry your parents.
Right.
You're marrying them.
But you want your parents.
But again, you even hesitating tells me there's something else going on in this relationship that maybe we don't know about. And is it toxic with the parents or is it toxic with the boyfriend? The fact that the boyfriend went to the parents and asked permission, though, tells me he was feeling pretty confident.
Well, yeah, he was going there asking for the blessing, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, now all of a sudden my parents are saying no. And why would mom say anything? It was supposed to be kind of like a secret, was it not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mom probably shouldn't have said anything at all. Mom shouldn't have even put you in that position.
Yeah, shushy mommy.
Because also, let's say mom didn't say anything. Were you going to say yes to this person? Then why should that change?
Sounds like it.
And, well, because... And why would you lose your parents? Like, I don't think you're going to absolutely lose them.
Maybe they don't like this
deal
person.
With it. And again,
how do you want them in your life?
They can feel that way if they want.
Yeah,
that's fine. They have a right to feel how they feel. They can set up those boundaries. You let them, let me.
I'm kind of like the...
What at the end of the day, 30 years from now, are you going to say, yes, I'm glad I made that decision? Because sometimes people aren't in your life because they're not okay with what you're doing with your life, but it's your life. It's your decision.
I don't know. This is kind of one that you're stuck in the middle. And I like to be the peacekeeper. Like, I want to make both sides happy. But if you pick one or the other, it's going to make the other
side
turn on you.
You can never do that. You are always going to disappoint somebody with decisions you're going to make.
Okay. 414-432-1099, Siding Unlimited text line. What do you think? You can call or text that number.
Here is the whole text we received. And it started with, I can't believe I'm doing this, but here goes nothing.
OMG.
My boyfriend and I have been together for years. Well, my mom called me and told me he asked their permission to propose. Showed them the ring and everything, except one catch. They said no. She said he was going to do it on Valentine's Day, with or without their opinion. And now I don't know what to do. Do I say no and respect my parents but lose him, or say yes and risk losing my parents? I'm stuck at a crossroads and don't know what to do. Frown face. Help.
Ugh. All right, your advice. Bring it. 414-432-1099.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors. What do you think here, Justin?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I think there's so much extra information that we would need to make a good decision on this one.
Yeah.
And I can get into that in a second. But my gut instinct is do what your heart kind of says.
Yeah.
You know, your family should and will likely always support you. And it might be a rough road or a rocky road for a little bit. But if you love the guy and he feels like the right guy for you and you've, you know, considered all your options and you feel strongly about it, you should go for it.
Yes.
Go for it.
You
okay,
should.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep saying I have a hard time thinking your parents are just going to say, that's it, I'm out. Because if that was the case, why would this guy go ask for their blessing?
Maybe the parents don't like him. Maybe he's a job situation. Maybe it's a career choice. Who knows?
And I feel like it's very old school to think, oh, we're asking for permission to get married. You're not. She's not anybody's property. She has a right to make the decision.
No, he's looking for the blessing, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. And they have a right to say no. And he has a right to still propose.
Right, yeah. So what was the other point you wanted to make, Justin?
Well, I'm wondering why the parents are saying no. Is it sketchy history? Is it because of financial hardships? Like, there might be some merit to their caution. So I would say that the person that texted in just needs to use their best judgment and make sure that they are considering all of those important topics.
And you could also stroke the ego of your parents and say, didn't you raise me to be an intelligent, independent woman? Didn't you raise me in your likeness? Didn't you guys instill in me values that I'm carrying out?
Trust
my judgment on this. Trust me on this.
We just want what's best for our baby. That's what you always hear from parents sometimes. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is best for me because I am going to show you that this is what I want in my life.
And also, personal experience. There was a relative of mine that his boyfriend asked for permission. And the parents said no. And they are coming up on their 24th wedding anniversary.
See that? See it?
And everybody's getting along now.
See?
It worked out.
Justin, you have some great advice there as well.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate the conversation.
Hey, thanks so much for calling in, Justin, helping out this mixed listener here. We've got a lot of text messages to get through here, too. A lot of people are saying, look, it's your life.
Yeah.
You need to do what makes you happy. Here's one that says, screw the parents. When I asked my now fiance to marry me, her only request was that I informed her father before I asked her. Not ask him.
Oh.
Not request his blessing.
Just letting you know what's happening
here. But all she wanted was for him to know. In my fiance's eyes, it's not his decision to make. It doesn't mean she doesn't love or respect him, but it is her life and her choice to make. Thankfully, when I informed my father-in-law to be that I was going to ask his daughter to marry me, he was very excited to find out. Yeah. LOL. You'll regret not getting married far more than regret upsetting your parents.
Ooh, that's a powerful line
your
right there.
Your parents will likely get over it. You would likely regret it for life.
That's powerful right there. Yeah? Yeah?
Ooh, but more people are also saying here, here's a text. We agree with you on this one. Maybe she should ask her mom, why did they say no? But ultimately, if he makes you happy, then say yes. What is best for you? Best of luck, Susan. Thanks for the message, Susan.
Big time. Yeah. We'll have to find out from our next listener. Maybe we can keep in contact with this person and find out if that's going to happen. Because with Valentine's Day fast approaching, we're going to have to try and see what has happened with this situation. We're going to keep it up.
Jackie, you're calling with some personal experience here to help out this mixed listener whose parents said no when the boyfriend asked, hey, I'd like to propose on Valentine's Day. You said your fiance talked to your dad, and what happened?
He asked for my hand, and my dad looked at him and said, what, don't you want the rest of her? And so he was obviously in agreement, but I feel that the parents, well, if they really love her, they're going to love her no matter what, and they're going to want her to be happy. And that's what parents do. They want to make their kids happy. So I think that it's kind of a no-brainer that she should go with her heart, and obviously she's been with this guy for years.
Yeah, have the parents deal with it. Yeah.
And that's not to say it's not going to wear on her heart that her parents haven't given their blessing, because that's crushing. You would like to think that everyone would be happy for you and be on board with this, but you have to be an advocate for yourself and your life. And if this is what you want to do, you've clearly been with this person for years. You need to go forward with that and accept that not everyone's going to love every decision that you make, though that is hard to feel that way at the moment.
Big time, yeah. Jackie, thanks so much for the call. Call us again, okay?
Sure, will. Thank you. Thank you for what you guys do.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, we appreciate you, Jackie.
Couldn't do it without you.
Well, and these questions are always so impactful because it's your ability to get the general opinion from people that aren't so close to it. And they aren't giving biased opinions. We're just going off of the information that you tell us. And we are going to send this audio back to this mixed listener through the text line so that they can think about it and ponder. Love to get an update.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, what's going to happen on Valentine's Day?
Like
Maybe we could connect on Monday and find out what's going on.
We got to find out, definitely.
And here comes a text. Uh-oh. I'd be very careful. It says, what a bleep show.
Oh, I know what they're saying.
Say no so your boyfriend can find someone who wants to be with him.
Ooh.
The fact that you're basing your future marriage decisions on life and life on what your parents think tells me you aren't ready to be married. Not by a long shot.
Oh, so we've had people say, like, hey, just go with your gut. You love him. Do it. Your parents will deal with it. But this text says,
is saying if you're debating it, maybe you're not ready to be married.
Well, maybe the parents feel that way, too. That's why they're saying, no, you're not going to get our blessing. I don't think you're ready.
Lots to think about. But if you want us to ask a question and get some advice for you on Text Roulette, sending your questions now, you're anonymous, at the Siding Unlimited text line at 414-432-1099.